Chapter 2, verse number 11, translation. The basic principle of Brahmanical culture is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the personification of sacrificial and ritualistic ceremonies. Lord Vishnu is the personified reservoir of all religious principles, and he is the shelter of all the demigods, the great pitas, and the people in general. When the Brahmanas are killed, no one will exist to encourage the Kshatriyas to perform yajnas, and thus the demigods, not being appeased by yajna, will automatically die. Hare Krishna. So Hiranyakashipu is speaking this verse, which even today's great intelligent society does not know. Hiranyakashipu, being a demon, he knows how the society, ideal society works. So Hiranyakashipu wants to defeat the demigods, and for that he is telling his associates to arrange in such a way that the yajnas are stopped, and the brahmanas who do the yajnas, they are killed, and I will kill Vishnu. Vishnu is a central root of Brahmanical culture. Brahmanical culture means the Brahmanas who perform their duties properly. When there are sufficient number of Brahmanas in the society performing their duties and guiding the Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas are taking guidance from the Brahmanas, protecting cows and accordingly engaging the citizens, and the Vaishyas and Shudras are doing activities obeying the higher castes, then that civilization is called Vedic civilization. The most important part of the civilization is Brahmanical culture. And for the Brahmanas to exist, there is cow protection. If there are no cows, or there is no cow milk, then there are no Brahmanas. For Brahmanas to remain Brahmanas, they need to drink cow milk. Ashkumar is laughing. So, Lord Vishnu is the Lord of religion. Dharmasya Maya, he is the Lord of religion. And whatever activities the Brahmanas do, they do for the pleasure of Vishnu. The yajna, the sacrifices, fire sacrifices, the puja, the worship, the adhyan, the discussion and study of scriptures, that is all related to Lord Vishnu. By that Lord Vishnu is pleased. If somebody is a Brahmin, but he doesn't perform this yajna and puja and adhyan, he doesn't worship Lord Vishnu, then that is useless. Last time we discussed, who is a Brahmana? One who has nine qualities. Which are the nine qualities? Shanti, Daya, Arjuna, Arjuna,
Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna,
Arjuna,
Arjuna,
Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna, Sama, peacefulness. Dama, self-control. Tapa, austerity. Saucham, cleanliness. Shanti, tolerance. Arjavam, honesty. Gyan, knowledge. Vigyan, wisdom. Astikyam, religiousness. So somebody is a Brahmana. That means he has all these nine qualities. But he doesn't worship Vishnu, then he is useless. Few hundred years before, at the time of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one city, there was a big conference going on, Brahmana versus Vaishnava. And the local Brahmanas, the smart Brahmanas, they were in higher numbers. And they were seemingly getting victory over this issue. So the Vaishnavas wrote to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They wrote a letter to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that please come and represent Vaishnavas here. Otherwise, in the history, the Brahmanas could be proved to be higher than the Vaishnavas. At that time, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not well. He had arthritis. He was on the bed. He couldn't move. So he was thinking and wondering what to do. So his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote a paper. He wrote an article proving how Vaishnavas are higher than the Brahmanas, supporting it with Shastras. And he showed the paper to his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so pleased, he said, send him. He was a young boy, he said, send him. Let him go. And he went to represent the Vaishnavas. As an Acharya he went. And then there was conference, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur read his paper. He told so many words glorifying the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas were shocked. He said, we didn't know there are so many words existing glorifying the Brahmanas. They thought he is on our side. So everybody was very happy with him. Even the opposite party was very happy with him. So next day when he got a chance, he spoke three times more verses glorifying the Vaishnavas above Brahmanas. And the smart Brahmanas had nothing to say, not a single opposition came. And the third day he gave his final conclusion. And it was fantastic conference. So much so that the public who heard it, they proclaimed him to be world acharya. And they wanted to touch his feet. And the constables who were there, they were afraid that it would be a stampede. So they forcibly took Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and put his feet in a bucket of water. And then they added few more buckets and made a big water container and they distributed all water to everybody. And it was finished in no time. They wanted to touch his feet, take his charanamrita. So a Brahmana who is in the namesake Brahmana, but who is not worshipping Vishnu, is useless. No meaning. If somebody is a Vaishnava, he is higher. Even if he is not born in a Brahmana family. The chanting of the holy name is so powerful that a person can be elevated to a Brahmana and higher than a Brahmana. So Vishnu is a root. Is the central of all the activities of a Brahmana. And a Brahmana who follows his occupation, he encourages a Kshatriya to perform yajnas. And for yajna, you require grains, you require lots of cow ghee, and that comes from Vaishya. A Vaishya who takes care of the farm, producing grains, who takes care of a cow, protecting the cow, he can give milk, supply milk, pure ghee. So by the help of a Vaishya and a Shudra and the guidance of a Brahmana, a Kshatriya performs yajna. So when a Kshatriya performs yajnas, the demigods are pleased and they shower rain. And by rain, Mother Earth gives grains. And the whole population survives on those grains. If the Kshatriya is not performing yajna, the Vaishya will not get grains. The Vaishya is not giving ghee, the Kshatriya can't perform yajna. So they both are dependent on each other. And without the guidance of the Brahmana, the Kshatriyas will not engage in this activity. So this is Vedic civilization. But if Brahmanas are killed, or there are no Kshatriyas, then the population will suffer. If the Brahmanas are killed, then there are no Kshatriyas to perform Yajnas, there is no guidance to perform Yajnas, and there are no rain, no grain, and no brain, and people die. So much society is dependent on these principles of scriptures, on this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So Hiranyakashipu was planning to kill the Brahmanas so that this whole system is disturbed and the demigods are automatically killed. This was Hiranyakashipu's strategy. This was Hiranyakashipu. And in the modern society, same thing is happening. We don't have qualified Brahmanas. Even if we have qualified Brahmana, there are no qualified Kshatriyas to be guided. And in the absence of this Vedic society, Vedic system, the population is suffering. The Shudras, the demonic Shudras, they are getting the power to rule by just words. This is a complete third class system. In India, you can select a president, sorry, a prime minister at age 18. But you can't select a wife till age 21. You are not qualified to take care of a girl till age 21, as per government. But you are qualified to select a person who will take care of the whole country at age 18. What kind of intelligence is this? At age 18, what does the person know what is required in the country? He is not capable to take care of a wife and a family, and he is capable to run the country or vote for a person who will run the country on his behalf. This is too much. Voting itself is too much. Demon crazy. Rupa said democracy means demon crazy. Third class Shudras, because of their muscular power or because of money or because of diplomacy or manipulation, they are gathering votes and they are becoming the rulers. And they are ruling the janta with their selfish motives. With corruption they are earning lots of money, looting people. In Bhagavatam it is said in 12th canto, this government in the future will be plunderers. In the name of taxes, they will take so much money that people will prefer to live in the forest. Plunderers. Dasyu. Dasyu means plunderer. That is already a situation going on. So much taxes, so much money, and we don't know whether it's going to a proper use or not. Everybody, even a child knows that government is corrupt. Even a child knows that politicians are corrupt. When a child is born, no parent discuss. They discuss that bada hoga engineer, lawyer, doctor. Anybody says politician, they'll become politician. Politician means gunta. Politician means bad person. That is presently the image in the society. Nobody wants to make friendship with the politician. They just want to take benefit and finish it. Because this is Shudra government. Shudras, they have come to power by votes. What kind of system is this? A genuine Kshatriya should become the leader of the society, not Shudras. So because of that, the society is suffering. But it is true, in Kali Yuga, it's not easy to revive Brahminical culture in all its facets, in all its qualities and characters. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a very simple formula to elevate people to Brahminical qualities. And that is the holy name of Krishna. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naameva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ranyatha. There is no other way. We should remember this. There is no other way. Even devotees who chant 16 rounds daily, for their welfare, they are finding some other ways. They are thinking their problems will be solved by either astrology or some material knowledge or google.com or something like that. So we should remember this. There is no other way. We should just chant and chant and more chant. By chanting more and more, we purify our consciousness. So this whole world will be a better place and Brahminical culture will be revived when everybody takes up the chanting Hare Krishna. So if we want for the world to be a better place, it will not happen by our votes to our favorite candidates. It will happen when we do more and more Harinam. Like Chitta can we do once a year Harinam? This is too low. The Prabhupada has advised us to do Harinam daily. And in fact, when ISKCON started, there were not many departments. Devotees after Prasad at 10 o'clock they will go for Harinam and come back at 5 o'clock. This was daily routine. 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours they will do Harinam. In many cities they will do 12 hours. 8 hours, 12 hours. And that is how ISKCON spreads so much. And it is so unfortunate that nowadays we are not visible on the streets. Even though ISKCON in India has so many temples. Harinam is most essential. Srila Haridas Thakur, he was staying in Advaita Acharya's village, Shantipur. So Advaita Acharya constructed a small cave like Bhajan Kutir for him. And daily Advaita Acharya will go there and explain Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita to Haridas Thakur. And daily Haridas Thakur will come to Advaita Acharya's house and take prasadam. Advaita Acharya will feed him prasadam. So one day Haridas Thakur told Advaita Acharya, daily you are feeding me prasadam, this is not good. You belong to a very high Brahmana family and I am from a Malech background, Muslim family. And your neighbors and villagers, they are all aristocratic Brahmanas. When they are seeing me coming and going from your house, they will reject you. They will insult you. And I don't want to be the reason for your insult. So please stop feeding me prasad. I will beg somewhere else. Because that time the society was too caste conscious in such areas. So Advaita Acharya told Haridas Thakur, please don't worry, I will act as per the scriptures. And then it was Shraddha day in Advaita Acharya's house. Generally, Brahmanas would do Shraddha for their Pitra by offering it to Vishnu. And then the first plate would be offered to the best Brahmana in the community. So all the Brahmanas were sitting in Advaita Acharya's house in the mandap. And Haridas was sitting outside the mandap. He didn't want it to mix with the Brahmanas. He was thinking, I am so low class. So Advaita Acharya took the Shraddha Patra, the first plate, and he crossed the whole skew of the Brahmanas. And everybody was thinking, he's coming to me, I am the best Brahmana here. And he went and gave to Haridas Thakur, the first Shraddha Patra. Sakur said, what are you doing? The first Shraddha Patra you are giving to me, there are so many qualified Brahmanas here. And Advaita Acharya quoted so many shlokas from scripture saying that more than a qualified Brahmana, higher than a qualified Brahmana is a pure devotee of Krishna, who is engaged in Shuddha Naam, who is engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna purely. And you, Haridas Thakur, are chanting 192 rounds, 22 hours, pure holy name. You are higher than all the Brahmanas. If I feed you, it is equivalent to feeding millions of Brahmanas. If I don't feed all these people, that's okay. Feeding one such pure devotee is equivalent to feeding millions of Brahmanas. That is the potency of the holy name. Because Haridas Thakur would just chant incessantly the holy name of Krishna. He was considered by Advaita Acharya, who is Vishnu Tattva, as higher than so-called Brahmanas. So the holy name can elevate a person to higher Brahmanical standards. The holy name can give these nine qualities of a Brahmana to a person. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, even a low class person becomes so great that demigods want to associate with him. You see the example of Prahlad Maharaj. He was born in a demonic family. Demonic blood was going in his veins, in his body. But still all the demigods are worshipping him. That's because of devotional service to Krishna. So the society can be changed today by the chanting of Hare Krishna. So more and more we should spread the holy name of Krishna. More and more we should request the people to chant the holy name of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful. Hiranyakashipu was thinking that if the Brahminical culture is not there, if the yajnas are not there, then Lord Vishnu will die. But it is not true. The Brahmanas and the yajnas are dependent on Hari, not vice versa. Krishna is not dependent on Brahmanas and Yajnas. The Brahmanas and Yajnas are dependent on Krishna. If tomorrow there is a voting and every single living entity of this universe votes that Krishna is not God, still he is God. Because his existence and position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't depend on anybody else. If every single person on this planet votes, this color is not green. Would you call this green? No. You cannot call this green. You call it something else. Why? Because the position of this color as green is relative truth, is dependent on others. If every single person in this world says 1 plus 1 is equal to 3, you have to change your mathematics. You can't call it 2. Because this equation is dependent on others, relative truth. But Krishna is absolute truth, which means Krishna's position as Supreme Personality of Godhead is not dependent on anything. He is not dependent on yajna. He is not dependent on Brahmanas. If people stop worshipping Krishna, that doesn't mean he will not be God. Some people think God is created by humans. Because humans together collectively worship somebody, so that personality becomes Bhagwan. That personality becomes God. But that is not true. There are examples like that. For example, Sai Baba. He himself said, I am not God. But today people have made him God by offering him opulences, making claims that he is performing miracles and worshipping him in that procedure. But he is not God. So Krishna is not that type of God where some people collectively have made claims and established him on the position of supremacy, on the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is not that type of God. If all people in Kali Yuga or in future years become atheists, they stop worshipping Krishna, no temples of Krishna, they stop chanting the holy names, they stop reading the scriptures, no Bhagavad Gita, no Bhagavatam, Krishna still retains the position of the Supreme Personality. When in the universe there was only one living entity, Brahma, and nobody else, he said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidanand Vigra Aradir Adir Govinda Sarva. When in this universe there is only Brahma and the question is who is God, how much choice we have? What is the answer? Brahma. There is nobody else to become Brahma. And that Brahma who has the only option to claim, he has the full possibility to claim I am God. There is nobody else. Anybody else who comes later, he will have to accept this proposition. That Brahma, who is the only living entity, who is the ideal candidate to become God for people, there Brahma is saying Ishvara Parama Krishna, that Krishna is supreme controller. He is the cause of all causes. He is the origin of all origins. Satchidananda. Transcendental Satchidananda. So Lord Brahma claims that he is not God. It's Krishna who is Jagat. It's Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of God. So, as Hiranyakashipu is thinking that Vishnu is dependent on Yajnas, Vishnu is dependent on Brahminical culture, that's not true. He is thinking if the Yajnas don't happen, if the pujas don't happen, that Vishnu's position as a Supreme Personality of Godhead will no longer exist. But that's not true. Srila Madhvacharya is quoting from Purana, I think Brahman Puran, that it is opposite. The Brahmanas, the Brahmanical culture and the Yajnas is dependent on Vishnu. Why Vishnu has given the Brahmanical culture and the Yajnas? So that the society will be peaceful and prosperous. With the guidance of the Brahmanas, when we perform Yajnas, then we get rain, grains, and that is why the society is prosperous. So in modern terms, in modern society, in present society where Shudras are becoming the leaders, they are governing, there are no qualified Brahmanas, there are no qualified Kshatriyas, we can still perform the process of Yajna by doing Sankirtan Yajna. We can still perform the process of Yajna by doing Hari Kirtan. Because the Yajnas and the Brahmanas are dependent on Hari and not vice versa, so we can still have Brahmanas in the society, we can still revive the Brahminical culture in the Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtan. The holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. So if everybody chants the holy name of Krishna, then certainly the population will become more pure. Certainly the population will become more better in consciousness. They will go from lower modes to higher modes and good Brahmanas will be created. Srila Prabhupada, he went to New York in America and he preached to hippies. They were worse than Shudras. They would take drugs, they would stay naked, and they would have sexual activities whole day, and they would be non-alcohol and have no goal of life. Not taking bath, not cutting nails, not cutting hairs, lying on the parks and the benches of the streets. Such people Prabhupada made Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, Sannyasis who are giving Diksha to Indians. Those Indians who claim to be from Aryan culture, they are giving Diksha to such persons. So Prabhupada made pure Vaishnavas. This is the power of the holy name of Krishna. Sri Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave me the position of Namacharya, professor of the holy name. This is the power of the holy name. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. It can change anybody's mind. It can change anybody's heart. If the heart is not transformed, what is the use of transcendental process? What is the use of spiritual process? So-called Bhagavad Saptas, people's heart does not transform. They hear the lecture, they hear the story, they clap and they come back. But the heart is not transformed. But Prabhupada preached and wrote books in such a way that people's heart is transformed. We gave life to Prabhupada's movement without meeting Prabhupada. Just by reading his one or two books, we have given our life to Prabhupada. I read only one or two books in the library and decided to join. Not met Prabhupada any time in life, decided to join. Now this is not easy. Can somebody do that? Read book and live life. That is the power of Prabhupada's words. That is the power of Prabhupada's purpose. That is Prabhupada's purity. And that is Prabhupada's message. The Holy Name is so powerful. It can transform hearts. Your devotional service is characterized by heart transformation. So that revolution should happen in our life. Our heart should be transformed. We become more pure citizens. We become more pure living entities. And finally, at the time of death, we go back to Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, what he was planning, that was in Satyuga. In Satyuga, it is difficult to degrade the Brahminical culture. In Satyuga, it is difficult to degrade cow protection. In Satyuga, it is difficult to have such situation. But in Kaliyuga, it is very easy. There is already loss of Brahminical culture. There is already loss of cow protection. There is already loss of all these higher principles. That's why in Kaliyuga, a bigger dose is required to revive politics. That's why in Kaliyuga, a special formula is required to revive the whole thing. And that is Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is specially given for Kaliyuga. It is bigger dosed, more powerful and easily assimilated. If a difficult process is given in Kaliyuga, then people will not follow. The process has to be easy and universal. That means everybody can do it. And it should not require any external paraphernalia. Holy Name just requires tongues and ears, which everybody has. Nobody has to go to the market and purchase few ears and few tongues. Everybody is born with a tongue, everybody is born with a ear, and you just have to vibrate. You have to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and hear it. So this is universally acceptable. Everybody can do this. It doesn't require money, it doesn't require paraphernalia, it doesn't require any education. Or you have to be born in India. There are no rules and regulations. Any other process which requires some qualification will not be successful. If there are some rules and regulations, that process will never be successful. Like deity worship, there are lots of rules and regulations. Everybody will not do it. Holy Name, chanting Holy Name, no root and regulation. So everybody can do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this, that it has to be universally acceptable. It has to be easily performed. It doesn't require outside paraphernalia. So he gave the Holy Name of Krishna. So in Kaliyuga, in modern age, this is the only process. This is the only way. If we want to help ourselves, if we want to help others, we should have faith that the Holy Name will act. So we should tell others to chant the Holy Name of Krishna. Sometimes in the name of helping or counseling or solving some problem, we reduce their faith in the Holy Name and give them some other material solutions. And because it comes from a devotee, people's faith in the Holy Name reduces. That's not good. If you are trying to help others or counseling or solving others' problem, we should tell them. There is only one solution. The Holy Name of Krishna. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And there is no other way. One has to chant the Holy Name of Krishna. One has to depend on the Holy Name of Krishna. Then he can revive this purity. So in Kaliyuga, which is very easy, what Hiranyakashipu wanted to do in Satyuga, demons have already successfully accomplished in Kaliyuga. Already the Brahminical culture is lost. Already Shudras are coming in the government. Already Shudras are getting power to rule. Already Kshatriyas are not there. Already there is no guidance of Brahmanas. Already cows are being slaughtered. Already it is happening in Kaliyuga what Hiranyakashipu wanted to do. So to reform the society, what method Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, we should accept that. With fully conviction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur, said, Haridas, I have one question. Said, what? He said, okay, these human beings are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But what about animals? How will they get delivered? Chaitanya, what did he reply? So by the same method. So same method, how? He said, my dear Mahaprabhu, I know all your pastimes in Jharikhand Forest. What happened in Jharikhand Forest? The tigers, the deers, the elephants, the rabbits, the snakes, they were embracing and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Balbhadra Bhattacharya, who was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jharikhand Forest, he told all this to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur said, I know what happened. By our mercy, these animals will also chant the holy name of Krishna. The humans may not understand how they are chanting, but they chant in their own language and they will be delivered. Then Chaitanya said, what about these trees and plants, Haridas? How will they get delivered? I am very much worried about them. Haridas Thakur said, my dear Mahaprabhu, by same method. Same method? How? He said, when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly, the trees and plants hear it and an echo comes out, and that echo is there chanting. So when devotees chant loudly, the trees and the beasts and the animals, they hear, and by that they will get delivered. So when we go for Harinam, we are benefiting not just the humans around, we are benefiting not ourselves, we are benefiting the living entities, the trees, the animals, the ants, the insects, everybody we are benefiting. Haridas Thakur has so much faith in the holy name, and through Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his mission, that to revive the purity of the whole world, not just humans, but even other species. The process is same, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is no process which works on animals and trees alike. But the holy name, he works on both, the humans and subhuman species. So holy name is so powerful. So hearing this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. There is a very nice book called Harinam Chintamani. In which the glories of the holy name is mentioned, and in details how it should avoid the 10 offenses is mentioned. Harinam Chintamani, my Bhakti Mahaprabhu. In quoting Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur so much explained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how holy name is beneficial to everybody, all the living entities. So in Kali Yuga, this whole situation can be revived only by the holy name. What Hiranyakashipu attempted in Satya Yuga and what has already happened in Kali Yuga can be revived only by this way. There is no other way. So devotees should increase their chanting. Devotees should increase Harinam. They should spread more and more the holy name of Krishna. They should give out books and prasadam. Then only we can hope that this Kali Yuga will become a better place so that everybody goes back home. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. If there are any questions, we will take.
Who is smart Brahmanas? Smart means what?
Because I am born in a Brahmana father, and I do learn from him and do Brahmanic and ritualistic activities, but I don't have consciousness of a Brahmana. Such a person is Smarta Brahmana. Brahmana is the name for man.
What is difference between Brahmana and Vaishnava? Because Brahmanas also worship Vishnu.
The Vishnu, Brahmanas worship demigods also. And Brahmanas, they may worship impersonal Brahma.
They worship demigods as Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah, or they just worship demigods. They worship Vishnu as one of the demigods, one of the Shakti. But one who has exclusively surrendered to Vishnu is a Vaishnava. So all Brahmanas are not Vaishnavas.
It is said that even if a person chants one's holy name, he must be considered a Vaishnava. So, Brahmanas are not, why are not they are
being
considered as
Vaishnava? So, this is talking about a Vaishnava who has completely surrendered to Krishna. So, for our
etiquette, we should accept even a person chants one's holy name as Vaishnava and offer respects. For our etiquette, we should accept even a person chants holy name as Vaishnava and offer respect.
Offer respect.
Yeah. But those who are maybe chanting the holy name, but also worshipping demigods like the ordinary Brahmana, is not given a position of a Vaishnava in terms of offering seva and surrender.
Hmm. You said there is no rules and regulation, people often follow the rituals and activity. So in Harinam circuit also we follow the four regulative principles. So this means if we don't follow it, more people will join us.
Yeah, so initially we don't tell these four regulative principles. We just tell them to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Prasadam. When they become serious, we tell them this.
Yes. And you often say by hearing lecture we go back to Godhead, by eating the prasad mahaprasad we go back to Godhead, but according to Krishna's statistics, out of thousands men, hundreds are eligible to understand, and out of that some and one is eligible to go back to Godhead. So how to understand this?
So smart people. I don't see